Guy. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to give blessings to you all. Everyone who's listening across the internet, all the different places that we have available to catch the broadcast, hallelujah. And I want to let you know that we now have a website available that you can go to, kingdomconcepts.net. Hallelujah. So visit us at kingdomconcepts.net and we'll link you up to the podcasts and to the Facebook page and the YouTube, and you can find out what's going on. And hallelujah. Amen. So I just want to say hello to everyone once again and blessings to you all. And I pray that God will protect you and provide for you. As we know that these are trying times. Amen. And I want you to be encouraged and forget that which is behind you. Press on. Take hold of that for which Christ Jesus has taken hold of you. You know, the Lord called you. He chose you for a reason. There's a purpose for your life in Christ. Amen. So take hold of that. Realize that. That purpose. Make that thing happen in your life. Has God promised you something? Has God spoken to you? Has He put a seed in your spirit? Be encouraged, not discouraged. Believe in that promise that God has promised you. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand on it. Stick to it. Act on it. Realize it. God is faithful to finish that good work He's begun in you. Amen. You come to Christ, you've repented for your sins. You've given your life to the Lord, you've opened up your heart and you've let Him come in. Now what? Is that it? Is that all there is? That's not all there was for me. And I'm not alone. Others have given their lives to the Lord. Others have opened up their hearts and let the Lord come in. Others have found purpose for their lives through faith in Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not alone. You're not alone. It's been happening ever since the Lord came out of the wilderness and started preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom is right at hand. Reach out, grab it. Walk in those things that God has promised you. Be who God has said that you are. If God has said it, if God has called you, if God has promised you, then who can say that you can't have it? Who can tell you that you cannot be that which God has said that you can be? Who can tell you that you can't do that which God has said that you can do? Amen. And if they should be mistaken, bold enough to tell you something different than what God has told you, what are you going to do? Are you going to give up on God and believe man? Amen. Or are you going to believe God? Hallelujah. You have the choice. It's up to you. And I say, be encouraged. I say, trust God. I say, believe what God has said. Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Walk in those things. Realize those things. Be those things. If God said that you were a holy nation, if He said you were a king and a priest, then that's what you are to God. Now, who do you say you are? Amen. Now, who do you say you are? They said you weren't. God said you were. Hallelujah. Let me share a scripture with you. Psalms 118:8. It's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen. It is better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Jeremiah 17:5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. In Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, cursed be the man that trusts in man, but blessed is he who puts his hope, whose hope is the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Trust in the Lord. You don't have to be cursed trusting in man. Hallelujah. Don't let people throw up your past and say that you're not good enough because of your past. Because if God said you're good enough, you're good enough. God loves you. God called you. God put it on your heart. If God gave you the vision, who can say you're not good enough? Oh, they'll try to tell you you're not good enough. And they may do it in a sweet, loving, kind way. Encouraging you to do this and to do that. And a lot of people are well-meaning. And a lot of the things that you may be encouraged to do may be good things. But the question remains, what did God say? Did God tell you to go do that? No matter how good an idea it sounds like, did God tell you to do that? Hallelujah. See, because if God didn't tell you to do it, and you're doing it because it's somebody's good idea or because you think it's a good idea, and you go off and do it, but you're not called to do that, or you're not supposed to be doing that, then how are you going to make that promise come true? How are you going to realize that promise that God has called you? How are you going to be what God has called you to be? If you could do it, wouldn't you have already done it? What do you need God for? Why don't you just do it yourself? So if you're trusting God, you're going to have to listen to God, and you're going to have to do what He says to do when He says to do it. And all of your good ideas and everybody else's good ideas, hey, they may be good ideas, but you're better off doing what God said to do. That's the best idea. Take hold of the kingdom of heaven. It's right at hand. God has called you into the kingdom of heaven for a purpose. So put your past behind. Don't worry about what your past is, what you haven't done or what you've done in the past. Look forward. Hallelujah. Trust in God. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. Amen. Let me remind you that God loves you and He wants the best for you. And this doesn't mean that you won't have to be focused and diligent. It doesn't mean that you won't have to work hard. It doesn't mean life will be a bed of roses. You might have to press in, and you might have to apply faith in Him in order to see that His will is done in your life, because there will be opposition. Because there is an enemy to your soul. There is an enemy to God that doesn't want to see you prosper in the things that God has designed for you. Selah. In these times, distractions are everywhere. And the temptations and the deceptions are increasing. And everywhere we turn, we're confronted with temptation and deception. And in these times, we have to focus even harder to bear fruit in the kingdom. There are so many things calling for your attention. So many things calling for your affections, pulling at your heart. Enticing you, calling you. But don't be drawn away from what God has called you for. And don't be discouraged with where you're at in your walk of faith. Be true to your faith. Believe God. Be true to God, to yourself before God. Amen. Fight the good fight to maintain your intimacy with God, with the risen Lord of glory. Against all odds and all costs, fight the good fight and maintain that intimacy. Don't let these things come in between you and the Lord. The battlefield is in the mind, and it extends from there. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a promise from the Lord, hold on. Believe. Don't let your mind play tricks on you. Don't let anybody steal it. Don't let anybody stifle you. Because the God calls you to something. He puts something in your heart. He gives you a vision. He puts something in your hands to do. He believes you can do it. And He will enable you. Even if you don't have a dream, even if you don't realize a dream or a vision from the Lord yet, if you don't really see what it is, He's called you to witness, to share, to tell people what the Lord has done for you, to share that gift that He has put inside of you, whether it be joy, whether it be charity, a word of knowledge, whatever it is He's put inside of you. You have something that you can work with, that you can share. Open up and let Him work through you. Let that love come out of you and be spread out. You can look at your neighbor in the eye and say good morning or hello and give them a smile. Connect with them. Really connect with them. When you ask them how they're doing, really mean it. Really find out. How are you doing? How can I help you? Look for the opportunity to minister, to be the arms, the legs, the hands of Christ. Hallelujah. And you have His word. And you have His love. He's given that to you to guide you, to keep yourself safe, to feed you so that you can grow, so that you don't have to be deceived, so that you don't have to be discouraged, so that you don't have to be distracted, lost, wandering around. You have His love so that you don't have to feel rejected. So that you don't have to feel that you're all alone. And you have purpose. Believe that what the Lord has told you is true. No matter how the circumstances may look, no matter what people may say, what they may do, what they might not say, and what they might not do, press on and believe. Trust in the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Don't give up. It will be worth it. He has a reward for you. He wants to make that promise true. Hallelujah. He wants to see you see yourself receive that reward and succeed. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 through 10. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. No man, nobody knows what God has prepared for you, but He has put it in your spirit. And He has revealed it to you by His Spirit. Amen. Believe. Stay focused. Nobody knows. But you do in your spirit. God has spoken to you. God has shown you. God has revealed it to you. It's all about relationship. We have to acknowledge each other. We have to acknowledge the Lord, and we have to let Him work in us and among us. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And if you feel like you could have a closer walk with the Lord, spend more time with Him. Meditate on His word. Read the Bible. Meditate on it. Pray. Ask Him for understanding. He will give it to you. Ask, tell the Lord what you want. Tell Him what you need. Ask Him. Hallelujah. Because when you grow, when you're edified, when the Lord builds you up, He provides for the rest of the kingdom. Your little mustard seed of faith is little now, but when you nurture it and water it and let it grow, it starts off as the smallest seed but grows up to be the greatest of all herbs. And the fowl of the air come and find their lodging in it. He will make you useful to the rest of the body. He will make you useful to the world. Oh, your life in Christ is beautiful. There is a beautiful, beautiful purpose and destiny before you. The Lord has the key. He'll open up the door. He'll close those doors that you don't need to walk through. Hallelujah. Trust Him. And if you don't know the Lord and you don't have a relationship with Him yet, Ask him. Don't put your trust in man, what someone else has told you. Ask him to come into your life and reveal himself to you. Lord, show me who you are. I humble myself before you. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. My name is Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Heaven and listening. Heaven and watching.